When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
You know, I've been doing this for 8.5 years, this whole 49ers Rush, whatever, going on year 9, and I try my hardest just to disclose all bias. I'm a 49ers fan. I don't want to be an NFL insider. I don't want to be a 49ers insider. I don't want to be a media reporter. Don't want to be a beat reporter. Don't want to do any of those things. I want to be a fan that brings people together, has a good time, and loves his team. And I'm very honest with the players that I freaking love. I wear jerseys to the games, right? Like, I am not an objective reporter. I try to be, but I don't even want to be a reporter, and I don't even want to be objective. And no player for the 49ers does that ring more true than number 21 on our countdown this year, Dre Greenlaw. He's my favorite player on the 49ers roster. He's number one. And he has been. A lot of that, you know, foster parent, adoptive parent, whatever. Dre Greenlaw is a foster kid. That just embodies everything that I love about football. One, you know, I played linebacker, coached linebackers. I love the violence of the sport. Nobody embodies the controlled violence that football encapsulates more than Dre Greenlaw. He's unbelievable. Now, the issue is he's coming off a very severe injury. Very. Torn Achilles in the Super Bowl. I don't think there's another player or play that changed the trajectory of the outcome of the Super Bowl more than when Dre Greenlaw got injured. You had Travis Kelce bumping his head coach and trying to fight his head coach on the sideline because he's getting shut down when Dre Greenlaw was out there. As soon as Dre Greenlaw goes out, Travis Kelce catches fire, goes off, and, you know, whatever. The rest is history. Now, the whole what if, and, you know, it's a fun game to play. But Greenlaw's that damn important. You know, if you look at just in the 3 years we've done the 49ers roster countdown, 2022 he was number 16, 2023 he was number 14, and this year he's number 21, despite the fact that he's going to be missing a very large portion of the season. And our rankings, we put in 4, you know, ballots, 1 through 91, ranked every player. His lowest was 26. His highest was 12th. There is no doubt that Dre Greenlaw will return. It's just when. And there's no doubt that whenever he does return, he's going to play a very pivotal role down the playoff stretch of the 49ers for this 2024 season. Now, can the rest of the linebackers kind of hold true until you get Dre Greenlaw back? And then, you know, that defense will get an instant boost because he's so damn good. Now, will he come back 100%? That's another thing. We'll see. But Dre Greenlaw, you know, he is the enforcer, the tone setter, the cultural identity of this 49ers defense. He changes everything. because offenses know 5'7"'s lurking out there, and he's trying to kill somebody. It's just the way he plays. It's the way he plays. Now, you look at his height, weight, 6'2", 230. He's 27 years old. He's still got some playing time. And he doesn't win with speed. He ran a 4.7, 340. You know, that's decent, not great. All the young pups behind him, way faster. But it's instincts, it's violence, it's consistency that he brings to the tape. And, you know, you put in all of his measurables and mock draftable, I don't even care. There is not a football player in today's NFL that embodies what Dre Greenlaw does. There's not one. There's not. The closest comp, and, you know, you got to give credit to Kyle Shanahan, that's Mike Tyson with the 49ers uniform on. And whenever he shows up and he hits, everybody feels it. The energy, the penalties, all of it. And that weighs on an offense. They are scared to death. Fred Warner's the best linebacker in the NFL. Nobody debates that. But I guarantee you, if you ask a running back, would you rather get tackled by Fred Warner or would you rather get tackled by Dre Greenlaw? Probably 90 out of 100 are going to say, I'll take Fred Warner. Because Dre Greenlaw can end your career. That's how mean he is. Ask the Seahawks, right? Ask the Packers. Ask the Eagles. Good Lord. Ask the Eagles goon squad on the sideline of the field. Dre Greenlaw will come for you. It don't matter where you are. If you're out there and you're wearing the wrong colors, he's like a bull. He will attack, period, for better or worse. And I get it. The penalties are very frustrating. I understand that. But you can't change somebody like Dre Greenlaw. You want him to have that killer instinct, that Patrick Bateman attitude in between the lines. Obviously, you want to get more mature, and the penalties go down, down, down. But the NFL is scared of Dre Greenlaw. The NFL is scared of this guy. He's going into his sixth season. He has made his stamp on the NFL. Went to Fayetteville High School, the Purple Bulldogs, what's up, in Arkansas. Recreation Sports Management, was a 3-star recruit. He was the last offered scholarship by the University of Arkansas that year. He's the last one. His name is Keandre Jaquan Greenlaw, goes by Dre. I love it. At Sense 8, he's had a rough life. You know, grew up in group homes, you know, homeless shelters. And at the age of 14, he met Brian Early, the defensive coach for Fayetteville High School, and the Early family invited him to live with the Early family, and he lived there with them for 7 years. They didn't adopt him until he was 21, but absolutely just incredible what they did for him, and that he has that family. And you know, you see, if you've watched like the Warner House, and they've had Dre Greenlaw, and just how good of a father he is, and his relationship with his family is everything. It's just awesome. I'm all about breaking cycles, negative cycles, especially the family trajectory. And that took place. That's Dre Greenlaw. So somebody that, you know, is just an absolute amazing human on the field and off the field. Just love this man. He was a cornerback in high school, and you know, 7-8 state champions. He had 43 tackles, 2 forced fumbles, 5 pass breakups, interception. I mean, he was just a stud. Then he moved to strong safety. Then he moved to linebacker, and that's where he was. You know, chose Arkansas over several other teams, you know, that wanted to redshirt him and all that kind of stuff. Georgia and Washington State were a few that were on there, but he wanted to play and he wanted to stay close to home. He was a 2018 team captain. You got to love that. All SEC freshman team, defensive freshman of the year. Just unbelievable what he was able to put on. Then you look at, you know, what he's done in the NFL. In 2019, he was the Thomas Herron Memorial Award. That goes to a rookie or first-year player that represents the dream of Thomas Herron. And just kind of, that's voted on by the coaches. Just this past year, Dwight Clark Ward, a winner. Like, come on, man. Like, this dude is awesome. The CEO of Seattle. You had the infamous stop, you know, on the one-inch line against Seattle. We don't even make the playoffs that year. That dude put us in there. We made it all the way to the NFC Championship. I forget what year that was, but whatever. It doesn't matter. I think it was the 2019 game, which we went to the Super Bowl that year. That gave us the one seed and all that kind of stuff. Absolutely awesome. Then you look at just this year. Like, look at the Eagles game. That was a defining moment for not one but two franchises. Whenever the Eagles, you know, after the NFC Championship and talking all that trash, Debo goes out there, does his thing. Meanwhile, the 49ers defense is doing the same thing. You're handling them. And then Big Dom gets up in the face and puts his hands on a player. Dre's not going to put up with that stuff. He gets ejected from the game, which is ridiculous. All of those refs should be fired and should never ref a game again for the rest of their careers. Career should be over. So should Big Dom's, but whatever. But that was a defining moment. I remember everybody was like, uh-oh, this is going to give them the energy to come back. Wrong. That ruined the entire Eagles season. That point on, the Eagles were done. D-U-N. And the 49ers responded. They responded and got better, 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 better. And so, like, that was incredible. Now, goes out there, he pops his Achilles. And before we get to the Super Bowl, we've got to also talk about, I think his best game ever was probably that divisional round game against the Packers, where he goes out there and gets not one, but two interceptions, right? Everybody wants to talk about how great Jordan Love is, and Jordan Love's great. He really is great. But that was a close game, and Dre Greenlaw shut that game down with two picks in one game in the playoffs. Like, that's huge. You know, just, I think it was 12 tackles shy on the season of Fred Warner's, you know, team lead in tackles. Just incredible. And, you know, PFF scores, you want to look at those. He's one of the best there is, period. He had an 80.2 overall grade, 89.7 coverage grade in the postseason. Big plays, Dre shows up. Big play, Dre. That's just who he is. The definition of clutch. Fifth round pick, another fifth round gem back in 2019. And as soon as he was drafted, probably one of the best, you know, one, two, three drafts of the 49ers history is that 2019 draft. Bosa, you had Dre Greenlaw, you got Debo. I mean, it was just awesome. It was just so good that you got all those guys. Now, fifth round pick. He signed the contract extension last year, a two-year deal, $16.4 million. He's made $12.7 million in his career. This is the last year of his deal, though. This is it. Is this going to be the last hurrah for Dre and the 49ers? Probably. I hope not, and I hope they find a way to keep him, but with Ayuk and Purdy and Demo and Charvarius Ward and Hufanga and Banks, the names just go on and on and on of all these players on expiring contracts. Who all you keeping? We'll see. A lot of that has to do with how will Dre come back from his injury. So let's talk timeline from a torn Achilles in the Super Bowl. But before we do, let's hear from Johnny Holland, the 49ers linebacker coach, just on the mentality of Dre Greenlaw. And kind of, this was recorded in OTAs. So let's put that in perspective. So here's Holland on Dre Greenlaw.
Dre is always positive. You know, Dre's always, the cup is half full and empty, and I got a lot of confidence that he'll be back full go. And I don't know the time frame, but you know, Dre is a player that you know, stand for the 49er type of defensive player that we want. You know, he's a violent physical player, but you know, on the other side, he's a great teammate, and we miss him being on the field. But and you know, it's part of the game, and you get.
So, like, if you look at it, okay, usually 9 months. I'm recording this episode on the 12th of August. And right before we went live, Jalen Phillips, who's the edge rusher, he's listed as a linebacker, he's an edge rusher for Miami. He just got activated from the PUP today, which is almost exactly 9 months to the day of his Achilles injury. So that's kind of the time frame you're looking for. Now, when did the injury take place? Early February. Well, you're looking at early November. That's whenever you're hoping that Dre Greenlaw comes back. That's not time to come back and, you know, start a game. Activated early November, maybe by the, you know, Thanksgiving. That's when he's playing. So if he gets activated early November, let's just say November 10th, just by going with the 49ers schedule, that's week 10 against the Bucks. So let's say he gets brought off, you 2 to 3, you know, the 3 week practice window. And let's say November 24th, that's whenever he comes back to play. That's week 12 for the Green Bay Packers. So if that's the case, and that's the timeline, he's playing in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games before the playoffs. That's awesome. not even missing two-thirds of the season. That's the goal. That's the optimistic view. Is he going to come back and be 100%? We'll see. How are the 49ers' Devondre Campbell filling in? How is D. Winters filling in? How is DFF, Jalen Graham, all these other linebackers? If they're all playing lights out, you can give Greenlaw a couple extra weeks. But I don't care if every single one of those guys I just mentioned played their career best year. I'm taking Dre Greenlaw at 85% over all those guys at 100%. Devondre Campbell might be the only one that would be like, okay, if Campbell's balling out next to Fred Warner, maybe you bring back Dre Greenlaw as the linebacker three, that Sam linebacker role that only comes out there 20% of the time until he's back fully. Then he would take the wheel and you kick Devondre Campbell. And so by the playoffs, assuming everybody's healthy at the linebacker position, which is a huge if, you'd want Warner one, Greenlaw two, Campbell three. That's the best linebacking core in the NFL. The 49ers might have the best linebacking core in the NFL even without Greenlaw, but you add in Dre, oh, that changes everything. And is this his last year? One, Dre's got to come back and prove he's healthy so he can get that contract. He's in the last year of his deal. So he's got to come back and prove, look, I'm back. I can play at that same level so he can get paid. We'll see if that's with the Niners or elsewhere. But he comes in number 21, my favorite player. Love this dude. And I hope that he responds and comes back the way that he's supposed to, because we're going to need him for the playoffs. He's the clutchest dude on the defense. It's just who he's been. And so you need that. And hopefully he gets enough time under his belt in the regular season so that we can have that to close out and get that Super Bowl number six, man. Dre Greenlaw is so pivotal to this year, even though he's probably going to miss the first 10 to 12 games. Dre Greenlaw, we love you, man. Get better. Get back. Freaking get paid. I want this dude to make some money. So get that ring. All right, for us, we'll just keep counting them down.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing until we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful. Some things in life just aren't really quantifiable. You just can't measure them. And at number 20 on our list, that is exactly who we have, Kyle Juszczyk. Is he a fullback? Not really. People don't understand. Like, Kyle Juszczyk splits out wide more than almost any running back in the entire NFL because of the routes he runs, the mismatches he creates. Are you going to match him up with a linebacker? You're going to put a safety on him. You're going to waste a cornerback on the coverage out here. Now we got a wide receiver. So he just creates opportunities for everyone, whether he's run blocking, pass blocking, running a route, doesn't matter. He is the glue that just seems to hold things together and make everything work. Are his stats incredible? No. Does he get a lot of carries and targets? He doesn't. Is he just a fullback? Not really. But at the same time, this dude's got 8 Pro Bowls, 8, which is just incredible. And yeah, he's been the best fullback in the league for a decade consistently. He's a damn good player. Takes a pay cut this year to stay with the team. And just He just encompasses every single thing that you like about football and everything you like about camaraderie. He embodies that to a T. Now, he's been all over the place, but really high consistently on this list. You know, we've done this 3 years now. In 2022, our first year was 14. Last year was 21st. This year, 20. So he bumped up a little bit. His highest ranking was 11. His lowest ranking was 27 on our four ballots that we submitted to, you know, average out all these numbers. And shout out to my man, Josh, the executive producer of today's show. So let's go back. Let's learn about the juice, the offensive weapon that just kind of does everything. Where's jersey number 44? And a long line. You know, you got the Rathman and the Kyle Juszczyk, two of the greatest football fullbacks to ever play, just happen to be on the 49ers. And there's even... great. You want to put Roger Craig in there. You want to put William Floyd in there. Obviously, you can go back to the million-dollar backfield. How you diagnose and label those running backs, that's a whole other thing. But the tradition is rich for the red and gold. There's no doubt about that. 6'1", 235, big dude, 33 years old. Play has not descended really at all. Ran a 4.740. He's fast, 6.93 cone, so he's big, but he's shifty. Can run routes, can run the full route tree. You see the toe tap catches on the sideline, running fades, you know, jumping and turning his body in motion, and he's just good. Going into his 12th season, he came on to the 49ers. It was one of the very first free agents of the Shanahan era back in 2017. Close to that kind of, you know, the decade 49er team, but with his current contract, I doubt that it takes place, especially that it took a pay cut. He's got this year, next year, and that's about it. Now, he grew up in Ohio, played at Cloverleaf High School, the Colts, and I hope I pronounce this right, Ioti, Ohio. There are three I's and three O's in eight short letters, which is hilarious. Was a two-star recruit, brilliant. Went to Harvard, right? That's been talked about a lot. Nicknames Juice. And, man, he's just played everywhere. He was the team's point guard in high school, track and field, throwing events, all that stuff. Multiple-time team captain in football. Two-time All-League in track. He just did National Honor Society, Math League, you name it. His uncle, Dickie Moore, played for the Green Bay Packers. And... you can kind of look at what he did at Harvard. Unbelievable. All-time career leader in tight ends and receptions, receiving yards and touchdown receptions. He did everything. He did everything. Gets drafted in the fourth round, and this is where I had a good time. One of my favorite things is just putting things in context, right? And so he was drafted in the fourth round of the 2013 draft. You've been playing for a minute. He's picked 130 overall. Look at this. He was sandwiched between two 49ers picks. He went one pick ahead of Marcus Lattimore, who never really got going after that gruesome injury, and two picks behind the general, Quentin Patton. That's how long this dude's been in the league. Now, just sticking with that fourth round of that 2013 draft, David Bakhtiari, Matt Barkley, Kyle Juszczyk, those are kind of the only guys that are really still running. And if you look at the entirety of the 2013 draft, only one player has more Pro Bowls, and that's Travis Kelce with 9. Kyle Juszczyk has 8. So the Ravens drafted him in 2013, and he was awesome for them. Made one Pro Bowl. Then in 2016, he made one Pro Bowl. Then comes to the 49ers and made 7 straight Pro Bowls, including last year, his very first ever All-Pro, which... the All-Pro has kind of amended to a flex position, so that's why he finally got one of those and what that looks like, but pretty cool. Now, he signed a mega deal, 4-year, $21 million deal back in 2017 to join the team, won the 2017 Bill Walsh Award, which, you know, that goes, the staff votes who it belongs to, the standard of professional excellence that Walsh kind of built around, went to Kyle Juszczyk. Just awesome. It's so you look at just his 7 years, I guess, 7 years with the Niners going into year 8. Dude's just been a stud. Married to, you know, married his girlfriend, Kristen Arseri. I hope I pronounced that right, in 2019. And now she's got super famous. She's doing the fashion jackets. You saw Debo wear one. You saw Taylor Swift wear one, making it for all these people. which, why would I include that? It actually played a very significant role for Kyle Juszczyk and the 49ers because they approached Kyle this offseason and said, you got to take a pay cut or we're going to release you. Very similar to what they did to Arik Armstead. And in an article, he talked about, it hurt my pride, but we were able to do that because now Christian Juszczyk is making all this money and has all this income in our fashion industry, which the 49ers helped launch. The NFL helped launch. So it kind of, it matters. It really, really does. And so he's a team favorite. The wife's incredible, absolutely gorgeous, and she's all over the place now, which is really, really cool. So whenever they approached him and asked him, you know, to take a pay cut, he said, quote, as long as I'm still the highest paid fullback, end quote, I think we can make it work. Because he wanted to stay here, talked about how he has his home here, his family's here. He loves the culture, loves the 49ers, likes playing for Kyle. And so he helped create the 49ers with this pay cut, $4 million more cap space. He took $1.8 million less this year and a little bit more next year. So he gets to stay. That's awesome. Now let's look at just kind of what he has done just over the last three seasons. His play count has gone down, and a lot of that has to do with, well, a lot more dynamic weapons. In 2021, he had 809 snaps. 2022, 728, dropped to 80 snaps. And then last year, 2023, 654, dropped another 70. So the usage is going down, but the efficiency, I still think it's there. He does a lot on special teams. And you just look at where he lined up last year, and this is awesome. 201 snaps in the backfield as a traditional fullback. 197 as the tight end, or just off the tight end. 120 in the slot. 85 snaps out wide. 85. And then 46 at kick returner. He does special teams a lot. PFF grades, not the best. 56.7 overall last year. That's not great. 62.6 rushing. 50.7 receiving. I find that weird. But 74.8 pass blocking. He's still a consistent. He's going to keep your quarterback upright. Last year, 14 catches on 19 targets. Nothing special there. 119 yards. 8.5 yards per catch. 2 touchdowns. Only 5 rush attempts. He gets, on average, 1 touch a game. But again, how did I start this show? It's hard to measure all the things that he does. He creates so many mismatches, all the motions, all the things. He just confuses the defense. Because when Kyle Juszczyk's out there, it's pretty dang hard to be in a nickel package. So you got to bring a linebacker out. Well, you just created a mismatch for George Kittle. Because now he's got to help in the run game, the linebacker, but he's also got to cover Kittle. It's just kind of the way it is. Plus, he's ultimately dependable. He's missed 6 games in 6 years with the 49ers. That's it. He started 127 games in his career, played 172. He's been around for a long time. He is the fullback, H-back. It's funny, at training camp, he always gets work as a punt returner, gets work as a kick returner. He's on kickoff. He's on kickoff return. He does punt. He does punt return. He just does everything. And, oh, by the way, he could serve as an emergency quarterback. Mitch Wisnowski gets hurt. Guess what? He's the holder on field goal. What can this guy not do? He does it all. What's his, you know, outlook going to be like this year? I think it's going to be more of the same. The versatility, the scheme unevenness that it gives the defense and trying to match personnel and all those things. But I think his snap count goes down a little bit more. And I think Ricky Pearsall, who can't stay healthy so far, eventually, I think a lot of those snaps will come out of Kyle Juszczyk, but we'll see. That's past bye week. Ricky Pearsall is so far behind because he just hasn't gotten any snaps in team. So Kyle Juszczyk, fan favorite, absolutely incredible. Love having him. I hope he makes it to the decade team, which would take a new contract, right? He's signed through year 9. We'll see. He'll be 36 years old. That's how old Trent Williams is, and we're cool with that. So hopefully Kyle Juszczyk finds a way to stick around, but he's number 20 for our list. We got 19 more of these bad boys to go, and Kyle Juszczyk, you're the man. Stay the man, and for us, we'll just keep counting them down. The 49ers Rush platform is looking for sponsors for the 2024 49ers season. Help out as podcast, and we have rates as low as $75 starting just so you can advertise with us. We have over 100,000 social media subscribers and average well over 20,000 views/listens per episode. So get on with the faithful and get your product out there. Reach out to us at 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com and get started today. You know, one of the most common takeaways, I was at, you know, training camp as much as I could be, all the ones that were open and whatnot. It was awesome. But, you know, I'd go there with different friends and, you know, media members, and you'd be around other people and you hear people talking, all those things. And one of the most common kind of phrases was, "Who is that gigantic guy?" It was number 59. New addition, linebacker Devondre Campbell. Like, he's huge. And you look at, you know, linebacker metrics and whatever else. He's 6'4", 232. And, like, all right, that's pretty big. There's no doubt about it. But whenever he's standing next to Fred Warner, he's bigger than Fred. Like, the size just jumps up. Because you've always had Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw. And Greenlaw's much shorter, much stouter. Like, thumper, like, he's smaller. He's a lot smaller. Devondre Campbell's bigger and, I mean, longer arms, taller, weighs more, all those different things than Fred Warner. So it was just, and very wide shoulders, too. Like, got the dreads. He's going at, like, he's just a big dude. And it didn't matter how many times I went. I think I made 10 or 11 practices. Like, it's shocking. That is a big dude. And because used to it was that with Eric Armstead and Javon Kinlaw. Right, they were just these towers that you just, from the sideline, and I get it, the broadcast view's awesome and all those things, but whenever you're there and you see everybody in skill, and it's just like, wow, Devondre Campbell's him. And that dude's first one off the bus. Like, we always used to joke about that in the coaching world, right? Like, all right, who's the biggest, baddest-looking dude? You're off the bus first to intimidate the other school we're playing, whatever. It's Devondre Campbell, a new addition for the 49ers. He comes in number 19, first year. For the 49ers, we put such a premium on that linebacker spot in this defense, and you have to, because the 49ers are a team whose scheme, we are light in the box. You know, that tackle-to-tackle box, 7 yards deep, we put six there. Yeah, we play a number three linebacker on 20% of our snaps, but we're mostly in the nickel. We don't walk down our safeties very often. We play six in the box, and we ask our guys, and that... those six guys, the 4D linemen and the two linebackers, you got to play up. So this is a position that the 49ers have invested heavily in. Obviously, you have all the extensions to Dre Greenlaw. You can go to the draft capital with the drafting of, you know, trading up in the first round for Reuben Foster. That didn't work out. Luckily, you got Fred Warner next year. Luckily, you got Dre Greenlaw the year after that. And those are huge things. But Greenlaw's not playing this year. Now, I think he will come back, at least at the start of the year. Let me preface that. When he tore his Achilles, he's going to miss 9 months, period. So I think he comes back, best case scenario, middle of November. But you can't plan on that. You have to move forward for a defense that is so reliant on the linebacker position. And that's why they brought in Devondre Campbell. Comes in number 19 on our list, on our four ballots, ranked 1 through 91. His highest rank was 11. His lowest rank was 25. How important is he going to be? He's taken all the first-team reps, and he's looked really, really good through training camp. I doubt we'll see too much of him in the preseason. He's 30-plus years old. He's played a long time. He's going into, I think, year 9. Been around for a while. And so that's an addition because he's played so much. Shout-out to my man Josh, executive producer of this show. So, jersey number 59, 6'4", 232, 33 5/8-inch arms. He has longer arms than Colton McKivitz. That's top 90th percentile of linebackers in the NFL. Ran a 4.5840. Now, I doubt he's that fast now, you know, north at 30 years old. But that was 82 percentile. So he's fast. He can move 34-inch vertical, 16 bench press reps. And you plug in all of his measurables, there are no linebackers that big. All of his comps are outside pass rushers. Chris Clemens, Kevin Burnett, Darrell Washington. Yeah, that's just kind of what he is and kind of what it was. Now, he's from Fort Myers, Florida, son of Luther and Catherine Campbell. went to Cypress Lake High School and was a three-star recruit, but the grades and didn't get the spot he wanted. So he went to Hutchinson Community College first in 2012, then transferred to Minnesota, was there for 3 years, did pretty well, ended up getting drafted, I think, yeah, fourth round of 2016. We'll talk about that here in a second. Now, he did have one All-Pro year. Fred Warner was second-team All-Pro. You had Darius Shaq Leonard, and sure enough, Devondre Campbell were the first-team All-Pros. Fred Warner was second that year and was a captain of their team. So this is somebody that has been paid a lot of money. He got that huge second contract, joins Green Bay, dominates, plays incredible. Then things went awry. It went really, really bad. Also, he's the first Packers linebacker to win an All-Pro all the way back since Ray Nitschke back in 1966. Talk about the 49ers linebacker position is as hollowed as exists. I mean, you just talk about the top four, and you're just like, good Lord. You know, going back with, you know, newly inducted Hall of Famer Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman, Fred Warner, obviously, you got to put Greenlaw up there, Ken Norton Jr., Woodall. I mean, you can go there, you can go back. There's a bunch more there, too. Like, you're talking about this is the first time the Green Bay Packers had an All-Pro linebacker for, what, 60 years, 50-plus years? That ain't happening in the 49ers world. That's just not who we are, right? Now, here's where things kind of went awry. We're going to jump back and forth on the timeline here. This is how he joined the Niners. Late last year, Campbell went posted on social media that he is no longer going to play hurt. And they kept forcing him, and these are his words, to play injured, and he just didn't feel it. Eventually started arguing with the Green Bay coaching staff. Said that they made him look, quote, clueless on the field and constantly put him in bad spots, end quote. Played his fewest games last year with 11 and was released. He had 3 years left on his deal. It was a five-year, $50 million deal signed in 2022. He got released a year later. What that looks like, I don't know. And whenever they released him, he said, quote, they didn't even tell me. And this was after they said that Aaron Jones and him were part of their future plans, end quote. Both those players got released without even having a conversation. I don't know what's going on at Green Bay. It's just weird. But he came out this year and put on Twitter, quote, I can't even lie, I'm having so much fun playing football again. The situation I was in was making me lose my love for the game, but I'm back having fun, and I love that for myself. Thank you, God, end quote. He put that on Twitter the 20th of May this year. And let's go now just to Johnny Holland. This is Johnny Holland talking about Devondre Campbell and how he's been since he joined the 49ers.
Well, he's been awesome, man. You know, I've been watching him play for a long time when he was a rookie in, I think, 2016 at Atlanta. And it's his ninth year in the league now. And he's gravitating to our system. And he's just such a good awareness and coverage. And, you know, his ability to still run and play. And so we're excited about having him. And he will fit good in our system.
You know, my biggest concern for our defense is against the run. It really, really is. Devondre Campbell's going to be solid again. I'm not concerned about him. I'm not concerned about Warner. I'm concerned about the defensive tackles. But having him and just that depth with Dre Greenlaw out, it's huge. I mean, this is a guy that has played over 6,000 career defensive snaps. The exact number is 6,459. Shout out to Josh. That dude's a freaking boss. That's a lot of snaps. He's played a lot and will be a huge role for the 49ers even after Greenlaw comes back, because when Greenlaw comes back, there's going to be a revamping period. I think Greenlaw probably comes in as that number three linebacker until he's 100%. But if you have Devondre Campbell playing at the peak of his game at his age, and you got Dre Greenlaw playing at the peak of his stage, Dre Greenlaw's linebacker two, then you'd kick Campbell to the linebacker three spot, kind of like what we saw with Azeez. But with Campbell there, you don't have to rush Greenlaw back. And remember, the 49ers, obviously, regular season games matter. But Campbell gives the 49ers the added benefit to allow Greenlaw to get to 100%, because you're not playing for November. You're not playing for December. You're playing for January and February. That's the 49ers' goal. And so they get to be a little bit more patient with that, which I really, really like. And throughout Devondre Campbell's entire career, he's always been better against the run. Had 23 solo run stops last year. Just look at his PFF grades, okay? This is last season. 65.3 overall, and this is when he was playing hurt and fighting with the coaches, which I don't like, but whatever, take it for what it is. 67.7 run defense, 71.7 pass rush, 61.0 coverage. He's a above average run defender, and you're betting on size, traits, veteran experience, all those things. Now, he's drafted in the fourth round of the 2016 draft by the Atlanta Falcons. 49ers, again, I love this. I would have never guessed it. I'll give you guys a quick second. Can you name the 49er that was drafted in the fourth round of 2016? I'll give you 3 seconds. One, two, three. It was the Mantis, the praying mantis. Rashard Robinson, pass interference man himself. I don't know if you remember him. But also in that round, Dak Prescott was drafted. Hassan Ridgeway was with the Niners. Tyler Higbee, Sheldon Day, another Niners guy. And if you know, one of my favorite things on Pro Football Reference, you can filter by so many things. It's spreadsheets. It's football nerd heaven. They should sponsor the show, but whatever. you can filter by weighted career approximated value, basically how important their career has been. He has a 49 score. What's that mean? There's two other players in that draft with the same score. Ronnie Stanley, Laremy Tunsil. Injuries and all those things, but that all pro, that's going to boost that score up pretty high. And he's had a really cool career. Played his rookie years out, his rookie contract out with the Falcons from 2016 to 2019. He was in Arizona for 1 year, then got paid big time to go to Green Bay. Now he's with the 49ers. Listen to these career statistics. Good Lord. He's played a lot of football. 779 career tackles, 40 career tackle for losses, 22 quarterback hits, 9.5 sacks. He could blitz, but that's not really what he's used for. 3 forced fumbles, 8 fumble recoveries, 28 pass breakups, 7 picks. Not bad. Not bad at all. Now, I do have to say this, and I think this is important. I didn't know where to put it in on here, so I thought contract talk would work. It's important to note, the 49ers went after somebody else and agreed to a deal with somebody else first before they settled on Devondre Campbell. They had a verbal agreement done with Eric Kendricks first, but then he had some shakeup down in Dallas. They offered him to be the starting mic backer for a coach he's already played with, and so then he jumped ship, and so now he's down there in Dallas. He didn't want to be the number two here. He'd rather be the number one there. That's what it is. Dallas doesn't have nearly as deep a roster. Take that for what you will. Some people don't want to play for Super Bowl. Some people want to play for wild card bursts. Eric Kendricks, enjoy your wild card round. Now, so you do have to put that into perspective. The 49ers signed him immediately after that 1 year, $5 million deal. $3.3 million of that is a signing bonus. So he got paid almost all of it up front. 1 year deal. We'll see what happens. You look at his career worth. Whew, Packers paid him some money. $38.3 million for the vet Devondre Campbell. Have a day, sir. Nothing makes me happier than seeing people make money. That is awesome. 110 career starts. You're getting a vet with elite size. What else do you want? It's plug and play. And he's taken every single rep with the ones. It's not up for debate. He is the number two backer until Dre comes back. And I think even after Dre Greenlaw comes back, he'll stay the number two until Dre's back. We'll see what that looks like, and then the switch would take place. But excited to have Devondre Campbell out there. And it's weird because you lose a top 10 linebacker, and the 49ers still have guaranteed one of the top three linebacking cores in the NFL by going against Devondre Campbell. A lot of that is because Fred Warner's so head and shoulders above any other player in the NFL at the position. But, I mean, you look across the NFL, Devondre Campbell, he might not be a top five number two linebacker, but whatever you're looking at, Dre Greenlaw coming up, you got D Winners, DFF, however you want to put that, whatever. There's just depth on depth and upside on upside in this room, and I'm happy for it. Devondre Campbell, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you want to be here. I'm glad you're loving football, and I think it's going to be fun for him to play alongside another All-Pro. We got two All-Pro linebackers. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So for us, number 19, Devondre Campbell, and for the 49ers rush, we'll just keep counting down.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.